Guys, hello and welcome to Nip Duck Not Giving a Fuck. We've not seen each other for quite a while.
We have. Why are you facing me so much? I feel like you really like...
Because I'm wearing jeans and I don't usually wear jeans to a record. I feel a bit like...
Yeah, you literally like... Get yourself comfy, love.
Like a stiff
person. Yeah, you look a bit stiff, like settling. We've seen each other.
My throat is not great because I had my teeth done.
Yes, we need to talk about that. We've got various little beauty bits
and
bobs to shout
was
about.
Your throat sore after? Because your gob's open all your gob's day,
open.
Isn't
my
it?
My gob's always open. No one can shut my gob.
I've had this weird, like, sinusy, COVID-y thing for ages where, do you remember, like, weeks ago, I was like, I can't smell.
Yeah.
It's come back, the smell, but I'm still quite, like, congested. And then it all came back yesterday because my gob was open from half
gob?
Nine
I've never heard you say
until
gob.
Half three.
Right, let's
no,
talk.
Like, fully...
Let's talk in detail. People will want to know because
teeths. So I'm having the same as you had. Where did you go? Ringway Dental. Mm-hmm. What did you have? Emax.
I don't know what they're called. Porcelain veneers.
I am having Emax.
I don't think they're Emax because I don't know the answer.
But my teeth aren't pegs.
My teeth aren't pegs.
Yeah, but you said that they look like sweet corns.
No, they're not. No, no, they felt like sweet corns because I had the composite on before. My teeth, my real teeth.
Do you want to see my teeth?
I've seen your teeth.
With nothing on?
No, but my teeth, I have small teeth, like naturally small teeth. So when he took all the composite
like
off.
Like dolphin teeth.
Like I have like. I had a few gaps, only little ones. So when he took the composite off, they felt tiny.
That's mine with nothing
on. Yeah, but
on.
You've got bigger teeth than me naturally.
It was just very gappy.
Yeah,
there.
That's what I mean. It just felt very gappy. They weren't sweet corns. They were just quite gappy. And then he had to dehydrate them a bit. But no, my teeth aren't mega filed down.
That was me yesterday.
I need to find mine.
My throat is so
but I've
sore.
Also got a gap from, I had a brace that closed it, but it opened. I've got a slight gap in the middle of my teeth. I have since I was a kid. So when they took it away, my teeth had a gap.
And that was like aircon blasting.
So they filed off all your old composite.
Yeah. And that took ages. And we were chatting to Andy about it.
It tastes disgusting.
Disgusting. So I've gone to Kiss Dental, Andy McLean. He's been my dentist for years and years. And we were talking about, do you remember that influencer that did that TikTok? And she's like, I found my composites off and it really stank when they were taking them off and there was all bits in it.
Right.
Montana.
Oh, right. Oh.
And
she's very de-influency, isn't she?
And
it's the trend.
Fuck influencers.
It's the trend to now all of a sudden be complete opposite of what you once were. Like,
I'm not Lauren, stop.
I'll say
so,
no more.
Anyway, so she was saying, and I was like, what the hell? She was like, I had my composites taken off and they had all bits of food and shit in it and it stank when I took it off.
What?
So I was then, loads of people commenting on it like, yeah, like this is same. Legit, like same.
Mine
so I asked Andy about it. And he was like, if they've been done properly, it shouldn't. But yeah, that can, that's like veneer breath. Have you heard about veneer breath? And have you heard about BBL smell?
No.
Bitch, get ready.
BBL smell.
So I would have BBL smell and veneer
breath. Oh, gorgeous.
So veneer breath.
I know what that is.
Because the real tough and the fake tough aren't stuck to each other, so all the bacteria
like
breeds. No.
Yeah, but it's all, but it's be, yeah. If you smell the floss, it's stinky. But it's between the veneer and the real tooth, so you can't get it. I have smelt that on turkey teeth people. Not that every turkey tooth is like that, because I've got friends that have had good ones. But I guess some of the dentists.
Well,
there,
my friend who lives in LA did like this funny post on Instagram a while ago, and it was like, every bitch in this town's got veneer and Manjaro breath.
Whenever I don't eat, like my breath is not great because...
Ketosis breath.
Yeah, keto. It's because I don't eat all day and then I drink black coffee, like...
Right, so then BBL smell is...
Ew.
when you've had a BBL and you sit down and stand up, like, all, it's all like dead garbage fat cell smell.
Really?
I think that's just girls that are jealous of us.
I BBL do. Or girls. Boys, stupid boys. Like, yeah. Girls, if you've had a BBL, does your bottom smell?
My bottom smells anyway.
Oh my God, that fart you did on the train. I have never... Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. So teeth.
Right. So then...
So he took it all off.
He took them all off and they don't actually look that bad under it. But he was like, listen, I can put the temps on. And how weird is it when they put the temps on? Yeah. It's just like...
You just clip them on and you're like...
Yeah. And he was like, do you want me to leave them or put the temps on? I was like,
temps. Oh my God, temps.
But I do think they probably will snap off at some point.
But if they do, your teeth are all right.
I won't be that bothered. And I've told everyone I'm having it done. And I'm not that proud.
You're not that. No, we're not that. The good thing about not giving a fuck is actually, like, you're not that
arse. We could go and have, like, surgery and come to work the next day.
Yeah, you're not that arse.
It's great for our annual leave.
When we talk about my lips, which we will in a bit... I looked awful and I went to a restaurant. I don't give a fuck. I'm not arsed. That just is what it is. So, teeth off. Then, what shade are you going for?
B1.
So, mine are B2.
Everyone's telling me not to do B1.
Mine are B2, but I feel I could have done B1. Whiter. Yeah, I think I could have. And mine are B2. So, yeah, I think Liv's a B1, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they don't look stupid. Because I think, right, this is my thought on it. When you see the stupid coloured teeth,
What colour is that?
No.
Is that A1?
I don't think it's the colour. I think it's the type of veneer.
Yeah.
And the thing with Emax, it's the translucency. So I think you can go B1 if you've got the really good thin veneer with some translucency. And they put little lines in them so they feel more natural. You've got the translucency at the end.
Texture.
I think that's what it is. I think it's when people have the block that it looks white.
Like... A4 paper white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. James wants to redo his because he didn't have his done in Turkey. He had them done in this country.
He needs bottoms as well.
Yeah. He had them done in Manchester. But his was really complex because he actually had really nice teeth, but he used to play rugby and MMA. So he got knocked out.
Oh, so has he got like implants?
It did. And like a bone graft. So his look quite turkey, but they're actually not. And they were really expensive, but he wants them more natural. But it's a lot of money, isn't it?
Can you not send him to Turkey for them?
We did look at that, going to an actual good place in Turkey. My friend, Dan, hers are Turkey Emax. They're fucking incredible.
Who else do we know that's got Turkey?
Because we may do that and he can do the bottoms as well.
Well, no, I've heard that for implant stuff, like, they're really good.
So, you've got your temps on.
I've only got them on the top.
Oh, what did they do with the bottom? Are they yours?
No.
Oh, my God, they're lovely. I need a break. I'm going to veneer my bottoms. I can't be arsed with a brace. I can't be fucking arsed. So, I'm going to veneer them. No?
I'm veneering my bottoms.
Yeah. I think I might.
Yeah.
Or do you just think it's more teeth to upkeep then, though? Do you know what I mean?
I think we've already... I think we've already fucked up another thing to add to the list to look after. Yay! Yeah.
Mortgage tick. Bottom teeth tick.
Yeah, so... No, yeah.
They look lovely. They don't look... When Asha came in before, I didn't even notice, which I think is a good thing.
That was like yours as well.
Yeah, I didn't think... Oh, teeth. I didn't really notice, which... Because they were lovely before. You just want them whiter, more solid, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I think
so they're getting made.
So will they be exactly the same or...?
Bit different. We've agreed on a couple of different things.
What have you agreed on?
Like, that one goes in a bit that way, so does that. Like,
just little tiny touches.
But, as well, he said, do I think that the fangs are too fangy? But I quite like that.
Well, when I got mine done, Stephen said to me... Fangs are meant to be, you're meant to have fangs. Fangs are because they are canine teeth and they are fangs. So he was like, you should really have them to stop you looking like you've got a gum shield in. So I think they're nice.
You should look like a cartoon if
you're... Agree. You want them to look like natural. It's like your boobs. You want them to look like, are they, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what you ideally want. Mm. But yeah, they look really nice. So just be careful. You asked me yesterday, didn't you, about eating. I ate pretty much normal. Didn't eat, you know, like crusty bread, crusts of pizzas. Like, I just was careful.
What did you eat?
Rice. Anyway, potatoes.
That's what I had, a tiny bit of mashed potatoes.
Well, I ate normal food, pasta, normal food.
But didn't yours break off?
One did break off. But when I went back in, he stuck it on and that was fine.
Well, then Megan said that you can literally order like denture glue off Amazon and stick it back on.
If you need to, yeah. If you're going out, that I'd have some in the house, because if you're about to go out and one falls off, you just stick it back on for a minute. Do you remember when James's full tooth came out when I got engaged had to stick it back in? And then the next day, we'd just got engaged and we were like on a high and he had his front tooth missing.
Didn't he come and pick us
up? He came and picked us up from something. And he was like, hello. And he had a foot. And he's like, he didn't give a fuck. Like,
I think it's quite funny.
I think it's quite funny. Mm. So teeth.
Teeth, yeah.
Tick.
What other bits have we been up to?
Lips.
Let me go and get my breakfast because I'm starving.
So I had my lip. Finally, I've done a video for Patreon. It is a 10-minute video. It is a full-on video. I've done before, chat before. I've done filming and doing it. I've talked about it after. Nat, who I went to, Dr. Nat at the Doctor and Co. Doctor and Co. I can't remember Dr. Nat, whatever. I've known her for years. I went to her because she's a doctor. And obviously, I go to Skin Address for loads of stuff. But the good thing about Charlotte, and this is something that I think's really important, there's a lot of medic, non-medic arguments within the industry. And Charlotte is a non-medic, but she does bits and bats. But what she always says is, if it's done responsibly, it's fine. And she said, I think you're at the point now with your lips that I'm not comfortable dissolving them. You need a doctor to do it. And she said she will always refer.
Oh, tell us what happened with that big ass lump.
Yeah, so she said to me, I think that potentially needs a needle in it. And she was like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not doing it. And she said, this is where the problem is with the medic, non-medic. She said, I do feel I can do it all. But if there's certain things that I think look a bit risky, bit too much, she said, I will say to people, go to a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Go, I'm not doing it. And that's what she said to me. She's like, go to Dr. Nat.
Absolutely not.
So I went to Dr. Nat. She's done some videos as well. Like I say, I'm going to put it all together and I'm going to put it on Patreon. So she dissolved it, full top lip gone with hyaluronidase, whatever it's called. I swelled, but not dramatically. I bruised quite a lot. And that evening, it's James's youngest birthday, and we were going out for a meal. And my lip was getting smaller and smaller. James couldn't look me in the eye because he said I look that much like my mum. It was creeping him out.
Show me a picture.
It was creeping him out how much I looked like my mum. So we'd go to kiss and he'd be like, I can't. And I'd be like, stood there in the kitchen, because you forget, because you're not looking in a mirror. So I'd just be like getting on and I'd turn around and I'd be like, huh. And he was like, oh God. And he was like, you look like your mother. I can't kiss you. I mean, he still took a blowjob that night though, didn't he?
Fucking hell, Lauren.
Yeah, but he couldn't kiss me. And as the... as the day was going on, it was getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, it does. And then when you wake up, it's even smaller. Because at first you're like, it's not too bad. And then it goes cat's arsehole.
Yes.
It's those lines there.
I was even fooling myself that actually my top lip's quite big. I actually have quite a big natural lip. No, you don't. So it got smaller and smaller. Woke up in the morning and I looked in the mirror, and honestly, do you know smoker's lines that come from your lip? I had them on my mustache, all the smoker's lines, because the fullness had gone in my lip. So when I spoke, it went into a cat's arsehole. I had lines on it, but I still went out in public, went for a meal that night. I thought, we're going to our local at 6 p.m.
Who are you going to see?
Who the fuck didn't I see? I bumped into two of my friends'
exes. Did you overline your lips?
I did nothing. I didn't look in the mirror. My thing is, if you don't look in the mirror, you don't know what you look like. So you can pretend you look like whatever you want. If you know how bad you look, you're self-conscious. And I do this when I go out, like on the school run or whatever, I just don't look in the mirror. Like, you know me, when we go on nights out, I don't take any makeup out and I don't once check myself in the mirror. Because if I think I look fucking great, well, that suits me. I don't need to know what I really look like. So I didn't look at it. And I was chatting to someone and I could see, you know, when you're looking and you can see the eyes are on your lip.
Yeah, and it's like, that's like when I get a cold sore
and you know someone's looking, you can see their eyes.
Or you've got a spot on your forehead or chin.
And everyone's eye gazes, and I knew they were looking at it. But anyway, we went for dinner for a birthday and it was lovely. And then the next day I got up and I really looked not great. But I kept going for 5 days. So I'm going to put it all on Patreon, but what Nat said to me is people have the impression that you have to wait 2 weeks to be refilled.
I've heard that. And it's like a strict thing.
She said, no. And like I say, she's a doctor. She said, actually, the product, the medication, whatever it's called, stops working after 5 days, right?
Oh, the...
whatever, they dissolve. She said, it stops dissolving after 5 days.
Right.
Right. She said, all I say to people is, you're going to have some swelling, blah, blah, blah. It's your money you're wasting. If you come back in, I do it, put a little bit in, and then you're like, there's not enough now because of the swelling, etc. So she said, you can refill at 5 days. She said, but it's your
that's
money.
On you.
That's on you. Okay. She was like, medically you can. And we had what we
did
thought.
Did it hurt when she dissolved it?
No. Not that bad.
How
so
long
what she
did
it
so take?
She put, she lanced. So she put, I had like a sausage lump. I filmed it. She tried to put a needle in it and lance it out and she was squeezing it, but not that much came out. She's like, we're going to have to dissolve. So she did what they call the emergency dose. I was like, fucking great. It took 5 minutes.
You didn't swell up like?
No. And that's because we worked out, I don't know the exact medical terms of this, but it's not the dissolver that I've got an issue with. It's the saline stuff. Yeah, yeah. And because what I've normally got an issue, we normally put less dissolve, more saline. And that's what we think was causing it. But she put a high dose of dissolve, not much of anything else. And it swelled, but not for long at all.
Because so I was waiting for my usual for the video.
No, there was nothing. She also dissolved a little wiggly bit of filler I had there that I need to now even out. But yeah, all fine. Redid it. Now, what she redid it with, which I don't know what you have in your lip, but I forgot the name
of it.
Was it
in a purple box?
Didn't even look. I'm useless at this, but again, I'm doing a video which it will say it's 70% booster, 30% filler. The rest of it is like your...
Lidocaine and shit.
No, your booster, your... What do you call it? Your skin booster.
Yeah, like hyaluronic.
Yeah, hyaluronic. Yeah, so yeah. Most of it's hyaluronic, a little bit of actual filler.
Do you want that in your lips, though? Or is that just to get everything?
No,
like,
I want that hyaluronic acid. I want that because I don't want heavy filler anymore. I don't want a thick, heavy filler. What I wanted.
Yeah, like Juvie was a heavy ass filler.
I wanted hydration.
Soft filler. Yeah.
Plumping.
Yeah.
But I don't want a sausage. So she did that and I'm really.
I want a sausage.
Yeah, well, I didn't want sausage.
No,
and I'm
joking.
Really pleased with it. Yeah. I think it needs.
They look gorgeous.
A tiny bit more because my bottom lip is quite a
but
lot bigger than the top.
Please do it in little stages like what I
0.5,
had to do.
0.5, and that's what we're going to do. The bruising, though, that I've had, I've got a lot of concealer on now. You can still see it. Is all up my actual tash. Like I've got a black tash where it's all come up. But I am happy with it. I prefer that softer look now. Now I think I need a lip lift, but whatever. Look at my philtrum.
It's not even bad, I feel like it is.
But yeah, I'm happy, all good, and I'm going to have a little bit more. But honestly, girls, if you are like a filler, if you feel like your lip has got a bit old, a bit dehydrated, but you don't want filler, have a look at this product.
And the laser is meant to be really good on your lips. The laser resurfacing on your lips, yeah. Also, one of our friends went to see my facelift surgeon.
Oh, listen to this.
He's doubled in price in a year.
Yeah, over £50,000. What was it for? Was it just facelift?
I think like same as me. Kind
you know
of
what? I think that is. I think you've put facelifts
on the
map.
I agree.
I definitely
was one
don't,
of the first.
No, totally I do. Agree. To talk about it is when I don't think they were that popular.
No one
before.
Talked about surgery ever. Now everyone's doing it.
I totally agree.
But I think facelifts, everyone used to think, oh, it's
too far,
really
a bit extreme.
And like, but now it's like, it's trendy. Like,
totally agree.
Even like the Kris Jenner one.
It's become like a boob job. Or it's not quite as mainstream, but it's almost like that now. Whereas
it's
called
Forever 35 Club.
Oh.
That's what they're calling these new facelifts.
Oh,
the Forever
I like
35
that. Because you don't want to look 18. Well, you kind of do, but you want to look realistic.
Yeah, Forever 35.
Yeah, I like
cute,
that.
Cute, right?
Yeah, 50-odd, it was more than that. That's,
right, enough about plastic surgery because sometimes we get slagged off for talking about it.
It's called it's called Nip Tuck.
Yeah, it's called Nip Tuck. So, I've got a debate, everyone in here.
Okay.
I'll keep it quick because it's quite a boring story.
Right.
Was in the nail salon yesterday and this lady walks in to get her nails done and the guy goes, and he's not English,
right.
He went, excuse me, ma'am, I need to talk to you about last time you came in. So she was like, right. She's a bit shifty. And he was like, I only charged you £3 instead of £30.
Right.
And she went, well, that's your problem. And she'd come back in to get her nails done again.
Right.
And then he was like, well, no, because if you want your nails done here again, you're going to have to pay the extra £28.
Right. And well, £27. She was arguing the toss.
And she was coming back again. And she was like, no, I'm not going to pay it. It's your problem. So then he just went, no, like he couldn't speak like English fully, but she was getting really aggressive with him, and like I almost turned around and went, well, if you don't want your nails done here,
go somewhere else
and don't. But then I thought, I'm not. So yeah, then she had her nails done, and then on the way out, he was like, you have to pay for this
for the whole thing,
and she went mental.
Right. So first of all, it's funny this. Do you remember when James went to get his van done?
Yes, the van thing we spoke about.
And on that occasion...
Oh, but that's us, so that's fine.
That's different. But to be fair...
But he hadn't gone back there again.
They misquoted initially. What's happened here is a genuine mistake.
A human error on a chip and pin machine.
And it's £27. Pay the fucking man for the time that he spent.
And also, if you think they're that good to come back again...
Yeah, if you were buzzing...
She must have noticed that she spent £3.
I wouldn't. If you think about it, you tap, you walk off. Do you check your bank? Do you ever?
I don't check my bank, but I do look at how much it is.
Do you?
It depends if it have, on my Monzo, it has a notification, so you'd see it. But the first thing I would think...
I don't think I'd notice.
If I was that woman, the first thing I would think would be like, shit, is he having me on it? And I would check.
Yeah.
And I'd check, and if I had only paid £3, I would pay it.
Yeah, 100%. Because at the end of the day, you've had the service.
But also, I'd be so embarrassed. It was the way her form in front of everyone, and like the way she was speaking to this poor guy, like shit in front of everyone. I was like, you are a dickhead.
It is his error, but for 20, he's taken the time and he's done your nails, and you've had the goods.
It was the way that like she was ready for the argument as well. Like she was like,
do you think she knew before she came
100%,
in?
And she was like, well, that's a you thing. That's
no,
on
that's
you.
Not nice.
That's on you. You made that mistake. Why should I have to pay? Because you've made
a
mistake.
Because you got nails.
And that's what I was about to say, because you got your nails done.
Yeah.
And then I just thought also, how can you then go and sit in the pedicure chair, let this poor other guy touch your feet when you've just spoken to someone like, shit, you fucking wanker.
My other thought
in Cheshire, honestly.
If you were a nail person and you would mischarge someone, do you think when they come back it's okay to say, or would you say, well, it's my mistake, leave it? Or would you say,
no,
can I have the rest?
I would say, okay, that's fine, but you can't come back in here again. So off you go. I hope you enjoy your £27 that you saved.
Yeah.
And I'd humiliate her in front of everyone there kind of thing. That's what I do. I say, well, if you're not going to pay it, you can't come for your nails here again.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would.
Don't you think?
If my lash lady, for example, if I went in and she went, babe, I charged you wrong last time.
It wouldn't even be a question.
It'd be like, I've had the service, I'm going to pay. And I think, I'm thinking about like, things I have done. I think they would say to me, yeah, I charged you wrong. Sorry about that. And then I guess you've just got to hope that the person's a decent person. But going back in there, that was a bold move. Yeah. If you want to save your £27, don't go back.
I agree.
Don't go back and be chuffed that you've saved £27.
That's
but
what
you can't
I
get your
thought.
Nails done there anymore. Go get off, get your £27. But don't go back again.
And also, I have worked in retail and like shops before.
However, if Aldi charged me wrong, I think I'd be a them problem.
They wouldn't even notice.
No, but do you know what I mean? If the receipt, if like I came out and they'd only charged me £2 for something, I'd think, oh, well, got me free shopping, I'd still go back. I think it's because it's a person.
I've worked...
Yeah, true.
I've worked in retail before where, like, you know, like in restaurants and stuff, if you've charged someone incorrectly, it comes out of your wages. And it's like, yeah.
Well, they kind of have to have something like that in place.
Yeah,
because it's money.
It's gone. It's money lost. Like,
if there's no action to something you do, then people would make fuck-ups all the time. I kind of get that, really. If you've made a mistake.
Also, speaking of money, guys, I've got this absolutely mental story to tell you about this girl on holiday whose phone got stolen.
Right. Where was she, by the way? Do you know?
In Spain. Let me get the thing up. One sec. So this is someone that I've got on Instagram.
Is she famous?
No.
She's not Insta-famous. She's like a normal, like a friend.
I've been through it, guys. I'll explain properly at some point when I'm still not emotionally in the trenches about it. But in a nutshell, my phone was stolen in Spain.
Right.
I was pickpocketed and they checked the CCTV. They couldn't see the exact moments, but the people that have stolen her phone have managed to hack into her phone with Face ID. They immediately disabled Find My iPhone and changed her Apple ID and email address.
Nothing worse than an Apple ID.
They then transferred all of her bank account money to themselves. They made multiple international transfers, withdrew cash even. They set up crypto accounts to take my money. They bought cameras, iPhones, Amazon gift cards and stole all of my savings and transferred them to myself. As I had no phone and they had changed my Apple ID password, I could not block the phone or change any of my passwords as I couldn't complete two-factor authentication.
Oh, there's not that... Oh.
Two banks failed to block the online banking cards, so they had days doing whatever they wanted. Oh,
imagine sitting there knowing they were just taking all your money.
Apple wouldn't give me my ID back until today, so I was unable to download any apps, meaning I've remained locked out of many of my apps for 10 days. O2 wouldn't block my IMEI as I bought my phone from Apple, and Apple wouldn't unblock it as... O2 were my network provider. PayPal thinks that it's not suspicious that €17,000 was sent to a random Spanish person, and they've closed my case 3 times.
I'd like £17,000.
2 credit cards have been taken out in my name, and I've been told to be careful as it's organised crime, and they may now come and try and intercept my post at my house. I can go on and on about it. It's been absolutely awful and it's still unresolved. However, things are starting to slowly get sorted. Right, this goes on to the next bit now. I won't keep you too long on this, but I just want everyone to please be careful with their phones. Like in London,
I leave mine all over the fucking
shop. Not in London, you can't even have it out anymore. It's not just that they want to steal a phone.
It's everything.
It's that. All of that fucking like that.
How
we're talking
scary!
Thousands.
Our entire, especially for us and a lot of people that work online, our phones are our entire business, work, everything is on there. You could get into everything. My password, my fucking.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not just about
I've lost my phone.
And
it's
you initially think that she would have initially, oh shit, I've lost my phone. Maybe go to bed. Wake up the next day. Your whole savings account has
and
been
drained.
And
it's bad enough losing your phone.
Right, so listen to the. This is weird. While I'm here, I'm going to explain the weird circumstances so I don't have to go over it 1,000 times, as I would absolutely hate this to happen to anyone else, because honestly, the banks do not give a shit. There was a girl stood near our group in a bar and she complimented my outfit. I said, thanks. She asked where it was from. I told her. She asked again where my top was from. I told her. I moved away. She was lingering and irritating me. She kept interrupting my conversations. I moved away and said to my friends, she's a bit annoying. I wasn't being mean, but I was in a group and had FOMO. She stayed hanging around me. Then she approached me and asked if I had Instagram, as she loved my style and wanted to follow me.
Which you would think...
Nice. I told her it's a private account for friends and family, sorry. She gave me a really sad face and said, that's such a shame. I then said, I've actually got a work one for instructing Pilates, and I showed her with a view that she'd just type it into her Instagram and leave me alone. Instead, she got her phone and took a photo of the page. All right? I didn't think anything of it at the time. I just wanted to stop pestering me. And obviously she's done some witchcraft on her phone and used her pictures to create an AI 3D image to unlock her
phone. So she's taken a picture of
the
Instagram.
She's taken a picture of the Instagram. She must have sent it to a gang
or whatever.
So
they didn't want to follow it because that would give them a lead back to...
Yeah. So she's taken a picture of the account, sent it off, and then they've robbed her phone and made this 3D AI picture to hack into it.
Like a Face ID.
Yeah.
Wow. That is scary. So they've taken a picture of it, gone on her pictures, got a picture of her face, and that's how they've done.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's such a double-edged sword because first of all, you want all the protection that they have because it stops these things happening, or should. But then when you want to try and get back in it yourself, if you haven't got all the other things, you can't get back into it.
Do you not remember when that happened to one of Ed's friends, though? That was a while ago. He was in Ibiza and yes. the whole bank account got drained.
Did he ever get it back?
I don't speak about it to him. Very odd. And so what I'm saying, guys, is just
be careful.
We'd be fucked.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I am known to put my phone on. I never know where my phone is. No, but
even stuff like our iPads and stuff.
Yeah. And people saying, like, can I get your Instagram? You'd be like, yeah, of course. You wouldn't think anything of it. So do you think they targeted her?
Now.
She went and got the stuff and they knew they were going to pickpocket her. Wow.
Now, we've been a victim this week.
Have we?
Yeah.
We have.
Lauren and I, it's actually not funny.
It's not funny, but we see the funny side in everything.
Of course, this would happen. So we're going
to find the amusing side of it.
Right.
But it's actually not funny.
So, of course, this would happen to Lauren and I on a random Monday night in London. There's thousands of people in London.
But no.
Thousands. But no. We're stood outside the Mayfair Hotel on our way to Liv's premiere, okay? I'm enjoying a cigarette and Lauren is enjoying a vape.
I wasn't enjoying it. It was awful, that thing, but yeah.
While we wait for our taxi to come. And
minding our own business.
This gentleman approaches us from the corner,
yeah, which was a bit
like... Anyway, he literally stopped and he was a lot bigger than us.
Yeah, he was quite big, wasn't he?
He must have been
really tall.
6 foot big five. Yeah, like, yeah.
Big guy. Yeah.
And he... towers over us, which you can actually see on the video that he is looking down on us. Yeah,
but we didn't think
anything of it. And he goes...
Because we were chatting, weren't we?
Like, yeah, and he's like, wow, you're beautiful or something like that. Yeah. And then he was like, can I get your Instagram?
Yeah, he was like, you're beautiful, what's your name? And so he's talking to Ashley, and I... Listen, without sounding whatever, men approach women. It's not, I didn't.
It does happen.
It happened to me when we were further down the road.
Then it happened to me and Christina last time we were in London.
I didn't think anything of it. I
forgot that I'm even actually happened.
Doing something else. I've not even paid any attention to this man saying she's beautiful because I'm thinking, yeah, I know, boring. And then he goes, what's your name? And she's polite and says, Ashley. Did he shake your hand or have I made that up?
Shut my hand.
And again, we're thinking,
I don't want to shake your fucking hand. I want you to fuck off.
We're being polite.
But you're bigger than me and I don't know who you are, but we are being polite.
And we didn't even think anything of it. Men approach, whatever. And then he says, can I get your Instagram? And Ashley says, I'm married. And then he says, oh, okay.
No, and then he went, can I get yours?
And then I start like looking then at what's going on. He goes, something, I can't remember if you said, can I get yours? What's your name? Your something. And I was like, and I made a joke and I was like, oh, second best. Thanks very much. I'm married anyway. And then he goes, oh, you're both married. And we were really polite and we were like,
thank God.
And then off he goes. And I didn't tell anyone. We just carried on with our day. Thought, fuck all of it. Carried on with our evening. Then, was it the next day?
It was like 3 days later.
I am in the house and I'm tidying up, minding my own business, pottering around. And I look at my phone. And
just I've got, recovering like, from the hangover.
Just recovering, which we'll talk about, from the depression and hangover and anxiety. And I've got like 3 missed calls of Ashley. And I'm like, what the fuck? And she sent me a TikTok. She's like, ring me. And
let me see how many views it's got.
So I played this TikTok. And it's somebody with what looks like a body cam walking towards the Mayfair. I'm still thinking, what's this? Then I see me and Ashley there. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I was sweating because I didn't remember the guy at all. It was a non-thing to me. Comes over. And I also didn't remember what I'd said because I had a couple of Proseccos by then. I wasn't steaming, but I wasn't sober. And he comes over and I'm thinking, fuck. Honestly, my bum cheeks, because me and Ashley are outspoken. We say inappropriate things all the time. They fall out of my mouth. If you think the podcast's bad, you want to hear the shit that comes out when it's not. And I couldn't remember what I'd said.
Oh, and I may have, it's and I'm had thinking, 60,000 views.
And I may have said, And then he starts saying, have you got a boyfriend? I'm thinking, what did I say? Because the kind of thing that would come out of my mouth as a complete joke would be, depends on your bank balance, as a joke. And I'm thinking, what did you say? What did we say? I'm sweating. Anyway, as I'm watching it, thank God we're polite. We both say we're married. You know, it was fine.
But imagine if I was on my own, you might have given your Instagram like to make him fuck off.
So then I'm thinking, what? Who? And then it dawns on me, it's the guy that came over. So then I ring her straight away. And I was sweating. And then all of a sudden it kind of hit us. We'd been filmed without our knowledge.
Yeah.
Then we were both a bit like, once we realised we'd not said anything wrong, we were a bit like, oh, that feels horrible. We didn't know that that man was filming us.
We had no clue.
So then we started thinking, did he have like a body cam? We still can't think. And then who was it that said to us?
Did he have glasses on?
And we're trying to think back and we're like, yeah. So funnily enough, I had no idea about this because the weird thing is, when I told James, James's son said to me, did he have glasses? I went in like, fucking look at this. Christina's Adam said, did he have glasses on? Albie said, did he have glasses on? I was like, yeah, why?
They're like Snapchat glasses.
Yeah.
They are glasses with a camera in, guys. Is it not illegal to film someone without the consent?
I think it is. Not in a public space. It would be if we were inside like a shop or something.
Right, but not outside.
I don't think it is.
So I was gobsmacked. And honestly, it felt horrible. We didn't say anything inappropriate. But we may have made a joke. Who knows? And to know that you can't even speak to someone without that shit potentially going viral.
We went on this loser's videos and that's what he does. He walks over to women and tries to chat them up. But then he like takes the piss out of them afterwards.
So on the caption, the writing at the beginning, what did it say?
It doesn't make any sense. You fumbled generational wealth.
I don't even know what it meant. But it was obviously a dig at us in, or something.
And then we got called brass as well.
Oh, of course we did.
We always get called brass.
But when we looked at some of his other videos, it was actually really alarming. There's one girl that's on a run.
I feel sorry for the girls on their own.
And she's on her own and she's on a run. She's got like shorts on and he comes up behind her.
And she's got her earphones in.
And he says, you're beautiful. Same thing. That's what he says. You've got beautiful eyes. He said the same thing to each of them. And this woman looked a bit taken aback, and she actually did have a chat with him. But then there's a woman at the zebra crossing as well, and she looks very uncomfortable. And he's saying to her, can I get your Instagram? And she actually says, no, I don't want to. So what I'm trying to understand is...
Why?
And what is the point of this? Are we trying to trick women?
Also, there's ones where he's like at night on rows of bars, and like women are talking to him like...
And they're just a bit like, pissed. Yeah. Or, yeah.
And then...
It feels very predator.
Weird.
I didn't like it. It's weird. At all. And I kind of thought, what's your page for? It felt quite dark. It was like, is this a page for you to laugh at women? To catch women
and
out?
Other
to
ones
show women feeling uncomfortable? What is your point?
That have given their Instagram handles and they've got like boyfriends or whatever. And people are like, she's got a boyfriend. And do you know what I said to Lauren? I've been in some relationships like this before that would have told me off for that. Yeah. Even though we acted accordingly, they'd be humiliated by the fact of the video.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So the good thing is, I absolutely have. So this is, it got me thinking actually, and we've said this plenty of times about how lucky we, not lucky, we should get that. Men should be like this. We are with James and Ed. I rang James, he didn't give a shit, he was busy at work, and he was just like, oh, right. He didn't say, what did you say on it? Because number one, he trusts me, and number two, he's secure in himself, like Ed is, and they're fine. But I've had previous boyfriends that I would have been in
bollocked.
Shit, and they would have said, well, why were you talking to him? Why did you entertain him? Because I'm polite, I'm not a rude woman. Why did you smile at him then? Why were you nice?
What do we do? And how do we get the confidence to turn around and go, get away, fuck off, don't want to talk
to
you.
Because also, that's kind
of rude. And if we'd have turned around and said that, we would have got slated. So what do we do?
I wouldn't have done that because that's rude. If he wants to say, can I, and you say politely, no, we're married, thank you, lovely to meet you. Nice.
Yeah, but also, do I want to touch your hand?
Yeah. And
what,
if you just said,
what do I know if he's going to
grab you?
But like,
and would, if you'd not have shook his hand and you'd said, I don't want to shake your hand, then you would have got shit unless you think she's this and that. It's really hard to navigate. And a lot, like I say, you're right. Past relationships of mine, I would have been in trouble for that video.
Same.
What, having done
nothing wrong.
But because they had a dick measuring ego problem, it would have been like, you've embarrassed me by even smiling back.
It is embarrassing.
It's not nice.
It's embarrassing.
It's weird. And
of course it would happen to us.
Of course. We'll put the link in Patreon for you so you can have a look at it.
And if everyone can comment on it, tell him
it's us. And then he might think, oh, shouldn't have done that. Or he might like it because he's getting more promotion.
Mm, more engagement.
I'm surprised he's not been taken down, but I think he's quite clever with it because he does things like, if a girl gives him their Instagram, he blacks it out. He doesn't say it. So I think
So he won't put their Insta, but he'll put the face, which that's as bad.
I think you can secretly record like that in public. As long as you're not like breaching data and stuff like that. I think so. But then there are things like
Manchester nightlife.
Of course you can. Yeah. Because you know when there's like a fight that erupts and it goes viral. Of course you can film in public. Thinking about it now, people film stuff. You film that man.
If he put her...
You knew you were filming him. Brad Skip.
Yeah, but I asked him before I started filming. Yeah. It said, do you mind me doing a TikTok?
But if you put on there like her Instagram or number or something like that, that's when he could get in trouble.
Right. But really, your face is enough. Like, we'll put it on Patreon and you can have a little look at the guy. But weird as fuck. And it made me feel really weird. Now, we'd only had a couple of Proseccos at this point. What if it had been...
Could have been so much worse.
What if it had been 2 or 3 hours later and we were fucking pissed? It would have been embarrassing because we may have been staggery or whatever.
You just can't do anything anymore.
And it's horrible. And that's why me and Ashley always say, I love the fact that we are always so open because you can't get the shit for it. Like, look at Molly May now. She, I don't know if anyone's seen this, you probably have. She's getting...
What if she was having a sneaky vape?
She would have been
It would
in
have
trouble.
Been like ridiculous.
Yeah, whereas we're very open about not being perfect and we're not arsed. But... people like Molly May getting so much shit.
You're allowed to fucking do what you want in your own time.
What's your thought on the nanny thing with Molly May?
I don't have any thought on it. She's allowed to do whatever the fuck she wants. And also, I know you can't. It's a lose lose situation. I say this about admitted you've had plastic surgery.
Yeah,
anything to do with women, other women. Love slagging you off.
Judge.
Either way for it. She's got a nanny. She doesn't have a nanny and she lies about it.
Yeah.
She's had a nose job and she's lied. She's had a nose job and she's encouraging young women. You honestly, let her do whatever the fuck she feels is right for her and let's all shut the fuck up about it. Because it's a load of absolute shit. All that matters is the kids looked after. And everything's fine and it's none of your fucking business.
Do you know what? I don't know why this is just reminding me. Have you... Well, I know you have. I don't know if anyone else has watched Real Housewives of London.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah. How amazing is Amanda?
Yeah.
I want to be her.
A lot of effort, though.
Oh my God, so much.
Full
face. Do you know what I really didn't like? That was it, Panthea slagging her off saying she needs a facelift. Did you see that bit? I thought you fucking
bitch. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, so basically they do these episodes.
I must have missed it.
And then they have like a debrief, like two of them having a drink.
I've missed this.
Yeah, I've watched all the shit. And she's like, well, you know, she was being a proper cow and the lady that she was speaking to was being really... very, very good in her responses. And she was like, you know, she just needs a bit of a lift there. Why has she not had a facelift yet? And I thought, oh, you're horrid. Get off the telly. Get off the telly.
That's not nice.
I actually wouldn't be that happy if she's on the next season after saying that. I think that's really disgusting.
Yeah, so I've watched
horrible.
Them and she's very argumentative. But sometimes it's nice to have what, because it makes a good
telly,
but
saying
that's
that someone
not nice.
Needs plastic surgery on TV, I think
and
is really
you know
mean.
What? Is that what got you talking about the boarding school thing when you watched that?
No, I've not watched that one yet.
Because they're talking about boarding school.
And what do they say?
That she was sent, one of them, I can't remember who, was sent when they were 7 or something.
One of the women?
Yeah, and they were talking about boarding and one of the kids boards all week. I think it might want to be one of Panthea's kids boards all week. And they were and I wondered whether that had got our conversation in your mind about the boarding thing. We've not had any feedback from that yet.
It's not gone out yet.
Ah, that will be why.
Is that out today?
Don't know. Don't know, because I'm just interested. I was quite interested in that. When I went home, I spoke to James about it. And he was kind of like, at first, like, no. And then when we spoke a bit further, he was like, ah.
It's quite, yeah.
Kind of get it. Kind of makes sense.
Mm.
So we went to London.
So we went to London for Liv's Bad Boyfriends premiere. It was so good as well.
Funny. Yeah.
I love that David Potts.
Yes. Do you know what was really funny?
They were a good duo.
We were watching it. We'll talk about it in the bonus more, because we've got the ins and outs of our time.
We've got a little vlog as well on Patreon.
But we were watching the Bad Boyfriends, and the Bad Boyfriends cast were there.
And they were sat like next to us.
And some of them we were like, oh!
And they were like, we were sat at the back because we were like, we will need the toilet probably at some point. So we sat at the back, like near the bathroom, and then people were walking past, and if they were mean, we were like,
Bad boyfriend. We were watching it, and they're like, some of the boyfriends like saying really mean things about the girl, and we were like, oh,
they were very mean.
We were like, oh no. And they were probably sat like a few things down. I was like, a model? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He's nothing. And we were like getting really, really angry with these men, weren't we? Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit more on the bonus about our night, but we have to say our makeup, Ashley.
Oh my God, was incredible. We didn't get one picture.
No, and I feel awful because it was really
good. And our outfits were incredible.
I know, we messed up there, didn't we? But we got our makeup done with Jayani.
So she on does, Insta.
Yeah, it's find her Insta.
At JEYANNEY.
Lovely girl as well. We had such a good chat. She's done Caroline Stanbury's makeup.
That story she told us.
Oh, we can't repeat that.
We can't repeat that, no.
NDA. But absolutely amazing. Lovely girl. And I didn't feel too cakey, but I was really glowy. I was really impressed with her. So if you're in London, or if you've got a wedding, anything, she's your girl. Love her.
You know where you can see your makeup really clearly? On that video of you being filmed outside.
Oh, fuck off.
Guys, on the stream of it.
Yeah. Fuck off, Christina.
But you did. Also, on the bonus, quickly, do you want to just say who liked your picture that you did post?
Oh, I don't know, because they're married. Actually,
I read it on the bonus.
Maybe.
What?
Bye.